LeBron James had a bad week. Can we say that, Aaron Goldhammer?
Yeah, he had a terrible week.
All right, so stay with us. In cooperation with our good friends at The Week magazine, every Friday we look at the winners and losers in good week, bad week. Obviously a bad week for the Cavaliers, as Aaron is saying, but it could mean a good week for any number of NBA teams should LeBron James decide to sign a contract with them. Any predictions where he's headed? You think the Knicks?
Well, I know there are a lot of Knicks fans. I might know of some who would like to see him come here, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
The Knicks would have as hard a time putting a good team around LeBron James as the Cavs do. That's just my prediction.
All right, that's part of it. But over on the pages of The Week magazine, you could read about some of the people you may have missed who are having good and bad weeks. For instance, it was a bad week for being safe rather than sorry after a bomb squad in Lake Mary, Florida, detonated a suspicious cardboard box found outside of a church and then discovered it contained $2,500 in cash. Authorities said they would replace the money, which apparently was meant to be a donation to the church, all in coins, by the way.
The church needs to buy a robot, or the bomb squad needs to buy a robot that can see the money. Lieutenant James Clark, the public information officer for the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, wasn't sorry, though. He defended the actions of the emergency detonation team who decided to blow up the duct tape package full of money.
In our business, we always err on the side of caution, and that's what we did in this case. There's no way that if this was the real deal and we had not handled it this way and it would have gone off, the consequences would have been intolerable.
All right. Well, the past 7 days have apparently been a good week, though, for Dwayne Jackson, the Times Square handbag vendor who first called attention to that smoking SUV that contained a terrorist car bomb. Sales of handbags up 30%, he said. People come by because they've seen me on the news and they want to buy something to thank me. So, good week for Dwayne Jackson.
And if you've got nominations for who had a good week or bad week in the news, call us 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. You can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine online now.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.